I wonder what contentment looks like. Maybe it's that Cheshire cat smile after you've had that nice meal and you're just sitting contented, satisfied. Maybe it's that smug grin that someone has because the world is well with them, everything's in the right place, everything they've ever wanted has fallen into place, and they just have that satisfied, contented look about them. Maybe contentment is a grin and bear it. You really wanted to have a holiday abroad this year, but you'll have to content yourself for the weekend in Portrush. And the past few weeks, sure, you couldn't get better. But just content yourself. Put up with it, grin and bear it. Maybe that's contentment. Maybe contentment is some sort of wonderful state that some super Christians reach in their spiritual life. But it's not you and me, it's other people. We have lots of ideas about what contentment is. And certainly the moment easing out of lockdown regulations, but with COVID still very much present, contentment's hard. Because there are places we can't go, we'd love to go, there are things we'd love to be doing, there are people we'd love to be with, and we just have to content ourselves. And it's hard. But contentment has different faces. One of the great things about the book of Psalms is that every human emotion that we face, we'll find it in the book of Psalms. Somewhere in there, you will find everything that we go through in life. Whether it's being on a mountaintop and just full of joy, or whether it's being in the very pits and crying out to God, "From the depths I cry out to you," it's all there. And this Psalm, Psalm 16 that Hilary read for us a moment ago, is one of those psalms that helps us to understand a little bit more about contentment. We're not sure about the background. We think it was probably written as David was on the run from Saul, hiding from Saul, who was out to get him. And David is hiding and so says, "Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge." That's possibly the background to it. But David's moving about from place to place. If you read in 1 Samuel 23, David just keeps moving around in case Saul finds him. Hard place to find contentment. When you're continually on the move, when you're continually looking over your shoulder, wondering where he is he coming? It's hard to be content. And yet David does seem to find in this psalm that contentment. How does he do it? I think there are several things behind this psalm. He's totally convinced, first of all, that God is God. He's totally convinced that God is God. Now, that seems a strange thing to say. Of course, God's God. But sometimes we say that and it just trips off our tongues, but we don't really believe it. Do we really believe that God is in control? As we go through these difficult, uncertain days, are we convinced that God is God? Really convinced? David seems to be. Even though he's running around the countryside, hiding in every little cave and corner he can find, he's still convinced that God is God. "You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing." Everything good that David experiences has come from God. God is God. And he goes on to look at the flip side of that and simply says in verse 4, "The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods." They're not really gods. People who are looking for their contentment in other places, in other things, in other ways, they're going to be sadly disappointed because God is God. The psalmist is just convinced as to who God is. He's also totally convinced that he belongs to God, that God cares for him. God's the one who provides for him. Perhaps he thinks back to better times and he remembers God's goodness and says, you've assigned my portion, you've given me my cup, you've made my lot secure, you have been with me, you are unchanging, I belong to you. And he's convinced about this. And in these days when we find it hard to be content, we need to know with certainty that we belong to God, that we're in his care. The Bible uses that lovely picture of being under the shadow of his wings, of being just being kept safe and secure by this God. He's also totally convinced of God's enduring love. God is God. He belongs to God, and God's love will just is unfailing. With the Lord as his refuge, not even the grave will rob David of his life. That's amazing. David is so convinced of God's unfailing, enduring love that not even the grave rattles that. Later on in the Bible, in Acts chapter 2, Peter takes these verses and said that David is actually talking about Jesus and his resurrection here, looking forward to that time when David's greater son would fulfill this promise. This enduring love of God, which won't even be shaken by the grave. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Nothing. David's convinced of God's enduring love. He's also convinced that God is always with him. Even though he's scurrying around the countryside, hiding in all of those shadows, lurking behind hedges, keeping away, just watching out for Saul coming after him, he's totally convinced that God is always with him. He's at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. My heart is glad. My tongue rejoices. David is just secure in who God is. He's God. His love endures forever. He's convinced that he belongs to God. He's convinced that God never leaves him. And so he finishes this psalm simply saying, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Not whenever things are better, whenever Saul gives up chasing me, whenever I'm safe in that way, but in your presence, those eternal pleasures. That's where David finds his contentment and in his relationship with this God who will not let him go. And maybe we look at that and think, well, that'll be wonderful. It'll be great to have that faith, that trust. But it's not something that we can just switch on. Listen to what Paul says later on in Philippians chapter 4. Paul talking about this contentment. Paul says this, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every and any situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in need. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Isn't it interesting that Paul repeats, I have learned to be content. It's not just something that's switched on. It's not just something that suddenly he decides, I'm going to be content. As he experiences God's goodness and God's grace, so he learns to be secure and content in God. For Paul, his union with the living and risen Christ is the secret of his contentment, the source of his strength. And everything else may change around him, but that never changes. Everything else may come and go. Everything else may be certain. But for Paul and for David before him, there was certainty in God's love for them. Now, that does not mean that our days will be without pain. It does not mean that there will always be laughter and no tears. But it does mean that we will have strength and grace for every day, no matter what that day brings. It does mean that there will be comfort for the tears. It does mean that there will be light for that path of life that David speaks of. For there is contentment in Christ. So in these uncertain, unprecedented days, that's where we find our contentment. Christian people, above all else, should be those who can live through these times not insensitive to what's going on around them, but secure in the God who will never let them go. And also finding great comfort in his people. I love this verse 3 in this psalm. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. David finds great encouragement and delight in God's people around him. People who come alongside him. People who encourage him. People who support him. People who love him. People who pray with him and for him. It's a big help to being content when we know we're surrounded by that loving, caring, supportive, encouraging fellowship. And thank you to the people in this congregation who create that. And may God spur us on to do that more and more, so that we're not standing on our own, we're standing together as God's people, finding that contentment in him. And that's why it's important that, again, our vision, our mission is to know Christ, because that's where we find our contentment. And lovingly to make him known, because that's how we support each other and encourage and love and care for each other. So in these days, may God give us the grace to learn to be content in any and every situation. We pray together. Lord, you know our situation. You know our joys, and you know our sorrows. Lord, draw us, we pray, deeper into your presence, closer to your heart that beats with love for us, that in you we may find that joy, that peace, that contentment that nothing and no one else can give. And then, Lord, may our lives give you honor and glory through Jesus Christ. Amen.